Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Well, I tell you, it was quite the marathon for me to get here this morning. This isn't how I planned to start out the show, but it's on my mind because I just whizzed right in here. I was worried I was going to get here on time. It was one of those things where it was kind of a comedy of errors. And what happened is that ever since I moved downtown 2 months ago, I put my car in storage. And so when I come to the studio on Mondays in Bellevue, I use a zip car. Well, for the first time, the zip car that I've used every single time since I started using them was not available, and I had to get one from a different lot, which turned out to be further away than I thought it was. So it took me longer to walk there, but it really started with my elevator in my apartment building, which you've heard me talk about before, that we only have two elevators and there's 25 floors and they're doing remodeling. So frequently one of the elevators isn't used by the construction people. I had to wait almost 10 minutes to get down from my apartment to the lobby. Then it was a longer walk than I expected. Then I realized I forgot my phone. So I get in the car. I don't even know what time it is. I'm trusting that the time that is in the car is the correct time, but I don't know if it is or not. I can't call the studio to see. I might be late. So anyway, I made it. Here I am, right on time. So no worries. But the thing that it did bring up for me that once I have time to relax a moment after the show is over, that I really need to take a look at is I got so wound up and worried about being late, and I reverted back to all my horrible driving stuff, where not the way I was driving, but what I was saying to other drivers, what I was saying to pedestrians, not happy with how I reacted to it. So I want to work on that a little bit. Anyway, that was the start to my day. I hope your day started off a little bit smoother and not quite so, so dramatically. Well, today, what we're going to be talking about is career. If you listened to the show last Monday, which was an all call-in show for tarot readings, you'll remember that the majority of the callers had questions about career. And it was really interesting because I had already planned to do the show this week on career. I love my job because it's been a year ago in September, I spent the whole month of September interviewing people who loved their jobs and had made a career change into the job that they loved, including myself. And I thought, wow, it's been a year. It's really time to revisit that topic and give people some more tools and ways to look at if you're in the job or career that you really want to be, and if you're not, what you can do about it. So that's what we're going to be talking about today is career. And I'm also going to be taking calls throughout the show with your career questions. So because I'm going to take calls throughout the show, we're not going to do the last 15-minute tarot readings, but we can use tarot in your career questions if you would like to. So if you have a career question, you can call in at 800-930-2819. Again, that's 800-930-2819. And these are questions about either how do I make my current job better? How do I move into the career I really want? What's keeping me from moving into the career I really want? Anything where you feel kind of stuck, something related to your job. And so you can call right away if you want to, and we'll answer questions throughout the show. So I want to start out just by talking about how do you know if you should change jobs or change careers? What are some of the indicators that maybe you're not in the place that you need to be or you want to be? And, you know, many of you are going to say, well, I already know that. I know where I'm not where I want to be, but I don't know what to do about it. But I want to start for people who maybe are unaware that some of these things going on in their life are indicators that their career might be an issue for them. So the first one on my list is you're sick all the time. Are you calling in to work sick on a regular basis? Are you coming into work even though you feel sick? And if you're suffering from things like neck or jaw pain, these were some of my indicators, ulcers or stomach issues or headaches, those all are indicators or can be indicators of a high level of stress. And I want to stop right now and say just because our society tells us that stress is an indicator that we are working hard and doing a good job. My belief is that we should not feel stressed even when we're working hard and doing a good job if we are going down the right path. That stress should not be there, because we should be loving what we're doing. So if you're suffering from those kinds of stress-indicated illnesses, and the other thing to look at with illness is, are you calling in sick because you don't want to be there? Do you have a low-level illness frequently? Like, do you get a lot of colds? Do you have a lot of, oh, I just don't feel very good today? Those are also things to look at. Another indicator that maybe you need a new job or a new career is that you can't wait for the weekend. You are spending all of your time thinking about what you're going to do when you're not at work rather than thinking about what you're doing while you're at work. And really, this whole list of indicators that I'm going down are going to all be ways that you keep yourself from being present at your job or at work. They're all things that distract you from really being present with what you're doing. And if you want to be distracting yourself, you don't like what you're doing, okay? So that's a really good clue for you right there. Another one is that you're bored. And this was a big one for me. I would get a new job. I'd be great for a while. And then I would get bored. And so the ways that boredom can show up for some of us are things like you're spending your day surfing the internet or texting your friends or making personal calls or pretty much doing anything other than focusing on your work. Maybe you're even searching the job boards looking for a new job, but you're not doing work because you feel bored and you're trying to find something else that will stimulate you. So that's another good indication that this is not the right job or career for you. And then the last one, and there are many more than this, but these are the heavy hitters. You're depressed. And, you know, of course, you can be depressed for many reasons. But if you are experiencing some signs of depression, like irritability or lack of motivation or low energy or sleep disruption, it would be helpful to look at, is it related to my job? Is it that I'm really unhappy with what I'm doing? So there are some things that you can take a look at in your life and say, are any of these things true for me? Or are there other things that list triggered that you know are caused by your dissatisfaction with your work situation? And we have a caller.
Let's bring on Stephanie, calling from Everett. She actually had a career question.
Yay. Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
I'm good, Laura. Just amazing listening to all your examples of when you know it's time for a career change is right on the nail for me.
Well, then you know that you're ready. So that's not the question. So what is the question?
Well, so I had an interview for a job on Wednesday, but I don't necessarily think that that's my career passion. It's just out of this current job into the next job.
Right.
So is that a good way to go?
You know, so, well, let me ask you this. Are you making plans to pursue your passion?
I can't say that I am new, and I don't even really know what my passion is.
Okay, well, we're going to talk a little bit about how to discover your passion later in the show, but what I want to say about your question is that if you have come up with, okay, here's what I want to do, here's what I really know is my calling, but it's going to take you a while to segue into doing it. Like for me, when I made my big career change, I had to go back to school for 2 years. So I couldn't just immediately shift careers. So I had to stay in the career I had been in. But I did change jobs, and I changed from a really toxic environment to an environment that was incredibly supportive. And so that can be a good thing to do. And I would also say in your situation where you know this isn't really your calling and you need to really start looking at what your calling is, it can also be a good thing to change jobs just so that you're not so miserable while you're doing that exploration.
That makes sense because I, like you, I have a couple of more years till I get my 20 years in. So it's not something I can walk away from, but I think a change of scenery, so to speak, is a good thing.
Well, and, you know, yeah, so the thing to watch out for is, are you only changing jobs because you're bored with what you're doing or you're unhappy with what you're doing and you keep thinking that the next job is going to be better? Because that's part of what I did, too. It's like I went through a lot of jobs thinking, oh, the next one is going to be better. But it never was because it was always the same problems. So that's something to watch out for. And I'm also going to address it later in the show. You said, you know, I've still got a couple more years till my 20 years. And we're going to talk about what's that worth to you? Because we get these ideas about, oh, you know, I can't give up this security or I can't give up whatever it is that we think 20 years is going to bring us. And in the meantime, how unhappy are we? So that'll be something to listen for also.
Okay.
All right. Well,
so
thanks.
Sure. How do you discover your passion? I mean, I seen this book. It was called The Passion Test. And mm-hmm. But how do you really discover your passion?
You know, different people are different. And later in the show, I will give you some examples of ways to go about doing it. But, you know, different things bring it up for different people. But doing books like The Passion Test, and I think there's another one, What Color Is Your Parachute? Some of those give you good exercises that can help you get a handle on what it is that you really love to do. And the one that I did that really led to me making my change, and I actually already knew what my passion was. I just needed to have it confirmed by an outside source that I didn't trust myself to know. But the book that I did was Now What? 90 Days to a New Life Direction.
That's good.
And that one has a lot of good exercises as well.
All right. Well, at least have a few of them and put them all together.
Yeah, exactly. You find what resonates for you and leave the rest.
Yes.
Great. Thank you for your call.
I hope your day smooths out.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. I think that was my big hump, and I'm over it now. Thank you.
All right. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks. Well, it's time for us to take a break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk about the beliefs that keep you stuck in a job you hate. We'll be right back.
You're going to have to be a different man.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, rhinoroz.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk. The world is having.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today we're spending the show talking about ideal career and figuring out if you are happy or unhappy in your job, and if you're unhappy, what is it that you need to do about it? And the first part of the show, we were talking about what are some symptoms that you might be unhappy in your job. And now what we're going to move into is talking about, okay, I figured out that I am unhappy and I need to do something else, and this is not my passion or my calling. So why don't I do something about it? And before we go into talking about that, I want to remind you that I am taking calls during the show today on career questions and issues. And you can call in at 800-930-2819. And I'm going to take the calls throughout the show. So again, it's 800-930-2819. So if you have a career question, you can call in right now. So let's talk about, I'm really unhappy. I understand that I'm not happy. So why am I not doing something about it? And what it really comes down to is our beliefs. And I will tell you, of all the people I've worked with doing career coaching, and I've probably worked with 100 people helping them figure out ideal career type of things, the biggest fear is really of letting go of what they already have. There's this fear that if I let go of this job that is familiar to me and I know what I'm doing and I get a paycheck every week, that all of a sudden I'm going to be destitute. What if I don't like what I change to move into? But it's really a fear of letting go. And what I want to say is that we all know this intellectually, but just hearing it again, in order to move to something new, we have to let go of where we currently are. You cannot move forward and stay in the same place simultaneously. So that is something to keep in mind about fears. But I just want to talk through a little bit the kind of common fears that keep us stuck and what to do about it. So the first thing are just kind of your general fears about the whole process and what might happen. And the kinds of things that I hear from people is they're afraid they'll choose the wrong thing. I go through this process to figure out what my passion is. What if I make the wrong choice? other people might be mad at me for making a change. Like, my parents might not think that's the right thing for me if we're still young. Even when we're older, we sometimes worry about what our parents think. My spouse might not like that I'm going to make a change because it's going to have an impact on our family. I'll waste my college degree. I've heard this from so many people that, well, if I don't continue to use this thing that I studied for 4 years, then I will have wasted all that time and energy. I can't go to work and back to school at the same time. No one will hire me. And and this is one that was actually on my list even before Stephanie called. I only have 5 years until retirement and I don't want to lose my pension. So those are the kinds of things that keep us in a place that we don't want to be. Another area that keeps us in a place that we don't want to be are our limiting beliefs about what is possible for us. We tell ourselves things like, I can't make enough money following my passion. And I especially hear this from people that are artists of some sort. So whether it's art or writing or other types of artistic pursuits, and also people who are healers, people who are wanting to do some sort of private practice of working with people. There's a fear of not being able to make enough money. I'm too old to learn something new or to do something new. I'm not smart enough. So we get stuck in, we know this thing that we're currently doing, and we don't feel like we're smart enough to do the thing that we really want to do, the thing that really calls to us. And then there's another category that is beliefs about who you are. We all have identity, things that we consider to be our identity. And in our culture, our job or our career can be a big part of who we think we are. And so some of the things that you might tell yourself about who you are, and trust me, these are not really who you are, but the things you tell yourself about who you are, I'm good at working with numbers, or I'm good at working with people, and therefore this thing that I think is my passion is not something I'd be good at, or vice versa. I'm not good at working with numbers. So maybe you think you would really love to do finance or something, but you tell yourself, I'm not good with numbers. Then you're talking yourself out of what could be really your passion. I'm a left brain kind of person, or I'm a stay-at-home mom. And this came from our caller last week, who really is ready to step out into the work world, but has beliefs about being able to be a good mom and be a working mom at the same time. So we need to look at, what am I telling myself about who I am, and how is that keeping me stuck? And some of the ways to address these beliefs or fears that keep us from moving forward. One of the things that I teach people in the career discovery workshops is to take your fear and then follow it to the logical conclusion, and you will find that it's almost never as bad as you think it is. So let's say that you have a fear that that you'll choose the wrong career going forward. So then you ask yourself, okay, so let's say I choose the wrong career, then what? And then you follow that through. So I choose the wrong career, therefore I'm not happy doing what I'm doing. Okay, then what? Then I can go back to doing what I was doing. I can look at doing something different. So we're never stuck. We always have a choice. We can always make a change. Another one is others will be mad at me. Let's say my spouse will not like that I am going to change jobs because maybe I'm going to change to something where I don't make as much money. So you say, then what? Okay, well, he'll be mad. Okay, so then what? So then we'll talk about it. And so then what? And as you go down that path, the end result is probably never going to be that your spouse will divorce you for changing jobs. You might have some things you need to work through in your relationship, and that's not even a bad thing. That's actually raising issues that really already exist in your relationship. They're just being highlighted by this particular situation. So that's one way of working through your fears, is to go all the way down the path of what's the absolute worst thing that could happen if this came true. Another way to work through it is by using The Work, Byron Katie's The Work. And so you ask yourself those four questions. You ask, is this true? So my belief that I can't make enough money doing my ideal career, is that true? And is it absolutely true? Can I know absolutely that it is true? And the answer is no. You cannot know that. Absolutely. That's a belief that you have. It's a thought. And then you ask yourself, who would I be without this belief? Well, you would be someone who was a lot less limited in their choices because you're letting go of a belief that keeps you limited to careers where you think you can make enough money. And you can even look at it from what is enough money. We have beliefs about what enough money is and how much we need to make that are just thoughts. They aren't an absolute truth. So it's really challenging yourself to say, is this really true? And you're going to find the majority of the time is, I can't know that that's true. And so then it makes it a lot easier to release it. And for some deep-seated and subconscious beliefs, you might want to work with a practitioner. And some of the modalities that address these beliefs that we have that can keep us stuck are things like hypnosis. Hypnosis is really geared towards subconscious and working through those beliefs that are really in there deep. And I've mentioned it before, but I'll say it again because it's worth saying again. When we have a subconscious belief, we cannot change it through our conscious mind. It can only be changed through a process that accesses our subconscious mind as well. So hypnosis is one way. Psych-K is another process. And actually, you can learn to do Psych-K yourself. You don't have to go to a practitioner in order to do Psych-K. I personally like to go to a practitioner. It helps me because sometimes I feel like we get blind spots and a third party can sometimes help us see what the real underlying belief is. I might think it's something and then my practitioner sees that it's really something deeper. So, but you can do it yourself. So it doesn't have to cost money to do it. And EFT is another way, the tapping, and I'm emotionally focused. Is that what it is? No. I can't remember what EFT stands for now. I'm sorry. Anyway, there's another EFT that's emotionally focused therapy, which is different. That's not it. But EFT is the tapping where you tap on acupressure points. And again, that's something you can do either with a practitioner or that you can do yourself. So those are some ways to work through those beliefs that are keeping you stuck. And I have to say, gee, look at this. It's time for another break. Before we go to the break, though, I do want to remind you that I am taking calls on career issues. So questions that you might have, issues that might have come up for you around job or career, you can call at 800-930-2819. Again, it's 800-930-2819. And we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back soon. Thanks.
Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and Access Consciousness facilitator. Susan Lazar Hart has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
We are back on the Laura Longley Show, and today we're doing a show all about career and wanting everybody to be able to say, I love my job. So far we've talked about some symptoms that might be indicators that you don't love your job and that maybe you need to do something different. And we've also talked about some of the fears and beliefs that we might have that keep us from making a change, even though we know that making a change would be in our best interest. And now I'm going to start talking a little bit about what are ways that you start to figure out what your passion is or what your calling is. Our caller, Stephanie, earlier in the hour said, how do you figure that out? And this is a big question that a lot of people have. Some people are like born knowing it. Other people, it really takes some more focused work and focused digging to figure it out. And so I'm going to share with you some ways that you can get started on figuring out what really is your calling if you're one of those people that isn't really sure what it is. But before I do that, I want to remind you that I am taking calls for people with career questions. And the questions can be about what is your passion or how do you figure it out? Or, you know, here are some ideas I have and I don't know how to decide which of these is best. So if you want to call in and get some guidance on your career, you can call in now at 800-930-2819. Again, it's 800-930-2819 if you have questions about job or career issues. So The most important thing, I believe, in figuring out what your passion is knowing that you already know the answer. Yeah, I think so many people, and I've seen this a lot in my career coaching practice when I was still doing career coaching, they feel lost and, you know, I need somebody to tell me what I'm, you know, what my career should be. What am I supposed to be doing? And the reality is that we all already know the answer. And the problem is that we don't always know how to listen to our inner voice. We all have an inner voice. We all have access to it. But some of us have not learned how to use that access. So start by trusting that you already know the answer and that you will be able to get in touch with what the answer is. And really, your passion is all about knowing who you are as a person, as an individual, who you are at the soul level, and then how do you want to express that in the world? That's what our calling is. That's what our passion is expressing our uniqueness in the world. And then once you really know who you are, the rest will flow. And you know, I want to use myself as an example here. You probably get sick of me using myself as an example, but I'm the example I know best of all. And I made my big career change. I had my wake up 7.5 years ago. It was in the spring of 2006. Is that right? 7.5 years ago? Yeah. And And I had been thinking for over 10 years that I wanted to become a psychotherapist, and I had never pursued it for a lot of the reasons that we talked about during the last segment, a lot of the fears that I had around why I couldn't do it. So finally I went, yes, this is what I'm supposed to do. Well, that was 7.5 years ago. I'm not even practicing psychotherapy anymore. I mean, it's not even been that long because it's been a process for me. And yes, being a psychotherapist and being a coach and being a career coach and being a happiness coach, these are all things that I, all titles I have had over the past 7.5 years. Those all were expressions and could still be expressions of who I am as an individual. And now I'm doing the radio show. That's my primary focus. But at the core of who I am and what my purpose is here in life, is that it's my job to take my own experiences, share them with you, to help you grow and evolve into the person that you truly are at your core, while I continue to do the same for myself. And every single one of those jobs that I had or those titles that I have, they all express that bottom line. And so it's all about figuring out what is your purpose here. And then it can be expressed in a lot of different ways. And it's about what's calling to you at the moment. So like the radio show is what's calling to me at the moment. And frankly, I tend to think that this is going to be more than just for a moment, but I don't really know. I mean, when I went back to school 7 years ago to become a psychotherapist, I didn't think I was only going to do that for 5 years, you know? You just don't know. But so it's getting down to that really, really deep core issue of who am I? What is my purpose? Why did I come here? What is it that I uniquely have to share with the world? And I know that a lot of you are going to get hung up on what do I uniquely have, because we think that means that we're saying we're special in some way. And we all are special because there are other people in this world that have the same life purpose as I do, but they're not me. And so the way that they express it is different than the way that I express it. So it is my unique purpose because I'm the only me that there is. So that, circling back around, trust that you already know the answers and have confidence in the value that you bring uniquely, because what you have to bring is a combination of who you are as a soul and your life experiences. And there's nobody else in the world, living or in the past, who has had that exact same combination of who you are as a soul and your life experiences. So really trust that whatever it is that you come up with is valuable because no one else has that to bring. So moving on to what are actually some things that you can do to start bringing out who you are as a person, who you are as a soul, and discovering your passion. I like people to start with defining what life success means to you, because we get so caught up in the word success. To most of us, we equate success with career, with accomplishment, with achievement in a monetary sense, in a, you know, production sense, you know, here I have something I can show you that I did. But what does success really mean to you? And the reason that this is so important is because if you make choices for your future career based on what career success is, or what success is as defined by our culture, and you don't take into account what overall life success means to you, then you are still not going to be happy, because you will have left out a really important component. So if money is what success is to you, you're only going to pursue things that are going to make you money. And what your passion is might not be money. For me, when I went through this process myself, I knew I was really unhappy. I was very, very unhappy. And it spilled over into other areas of my life. We can't compartmentalize and just say I'm unhappy at my job, but I'll be happy when I'm at home. It just does not work like that. And what I came to realize that was the most important measure of success for me was, am I happy? And then I had to look at what creates being happy to me. Well, for me, part of it is feeling a sense of accomplishment, but that doesn't mean that it has to be accomplishment in the way that society defines it. I feel a sense of accomplishment in having, in being a mother. Okay. So without ever having done anything, I've produced this incredible being. And whether he acts the way I like him to, or whether he has achievements he can point to, doesn't matter. That's part of my success. So it's really important to you to say, what is it that is your measure of success? And for me, it has become incredibly simple. Am I happy? And if I'm not, that's an indicator that I need to look at what's going on for me, because that's not the place that I want to be. And so you can do a little exercise around this. You can do a sentence completion type of exercise where you say, you start with career success is, and you list all the things that are, that indicates career success to you. And then do the sentence completion, life success is, because I think that the majority of us would include in life success having friends, feeling loved, loving other people, having people want to spend time with us. And those are all things that are not necessarily going to fall under your career success, but they are really important to you being happy in your life in general. So that is your homework for this piece of it, is to do your career success is and life success is. Now, another exercise that you can do that will really help you start to clue in to what is your passion is ask yourself, if I could do anything with my time that I wanted to, what would it be? And you take away all of the limiting factors. So you have plenty of money to do whatever it is. You have whatever credentials you need, whatever education or experience you need. And I'm not talking about it even has to be a career. This is just, if I were independently wealthy and I was highly educated and my life was so open that I could choose to spend my time any way I wanted to, what would I do? And this can be really enlightening around what really sparks passion in you. Because when you take away those limitations that we all place, then you're a lot more free to go, oh, wow, you know, I just really love blah, blah, blah. And, you know, some people can do this by daydreaming about, if I win the lottery, here's what I would do. Okay. So it's taking away everything that you feel like you have to do, like pay the mortgage and make dinner for your family or any of those things that you have to do, get rid of all of those. You don't have to do anything. What would you do if you didn't have to do anything? And this is a starting point to understand what your passions are. And then that can help lead to understanding what your purpose is here in life. All right, another great exercise for figuring out what it is that your passions are is to really kind of do an inventory of your life up until now. And especially looking at childhood, that can be really helpful, because when we're children, we do the things we love to do. We haven't had anybody tell us yet that they need to be productive. So look at what you love to do as a child and see how that might fit into what you could do as an adult. All right. Well, it's time for us to take another break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. We're talking about career today, so stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the seven gifts to unlock your miracle to expand awareness helped me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in to the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
We are back on the Laura Longley Show, and today I'm talking about ideal career, figuring out if you are in the job or career that you're meant to be, and if you're not, what to do about it. And also, even when you know you're not in the right place, why are you not doing something about it? How to get unstuck from that. And I'm also taking your calls with your job and career questions at 800-930-2819. Again, that's 800-930-2819. And you can call in right now if you have a career or job question for me. So before we went to the break, we were talking a little bit about some exercises that you can do that will help you discover what your ideal career is. And all of these exercises that I'm going to suggest to you are all going to lead to what I call your purpose statement. And your purpose statement is that thing that is about what is my life purpose? Why am I here? It's the thing that I mentioned earlier in the show that for myself, it is about sharing my own experiences and my own growth with others to help them get unstuck and move forward. Well, I still keep doing that for myself because, of course, we're never done. There's never a finish line where we say, oh, I'm done with all my growth and evolving for this lifetime. So for you to figure out what your purpose is, then that makes it a whole lot easier to figure out what jobs or careers would be a way of expressing that purpose. So right before the break, I was saying one way to do this is to take a look at what you loved to do as a kid. And so that's one great way to do that. And ask your family too. Ask your parents, what did I really love as a kid? Because your parents are going to remember, oh, when you were three, you were incredibly obsessed by, I don't know what, Legos or, you know, some particular toy or some particular game where, you know, as an adult, you may not remember that, but parents will remember those things. And those are great clues to what you really feel a passion about. And another way is also to just ask your family and friends, what do you think I would really love to do? Can you, you know, share with me some jobs or careers that you think are things that I would really love? And you want to make sure to make the distinction here that you're asking them for what do you think I would love, not what do you think I'd be good at? Because what we're good at and what we love to do are not always the same thing. We're always good at what we love to do, but we don't always love to do things that we're good at. And I am a great example of that. I spent 28 years working in software development. I was really good at what I did, and I didn't love it. You know, it just was not my passion. So make sure you make that distinction when you're asking your family and friends. This is what do I love, or what do you think I'd love, not what do you think I'd be good at. Let's see what else. Yeah, so then you want to take that information and create your purpose statement. And this can be a process that you do over the course of weeks or, you know, whatever period of time feels good to you. And I do also want to say that getting some career books can be really helpful too. We talked about this with Stephanie earlier in the show, and some of the ones that I've used and that I've recommended to people are the one that I used personally was Now What? 90 Days to a New Life Direction by Laura. God, what's her name? It's a BB name. Laura Berman Fortgang. That's it. Laura Berman Fortgang. And not just Laura Berman. Laura Berman is a sex therapist, but Laura Berman Fortgang is a life and career coach, and she's written a book. And another thing that I have found can help clients when they're feeling really stuck and they just really don't have a clue about what their passion might be is doing the Myers-Briggs test. And there's a book, it's a yellow book, and I can't think of the name of it right now, but it's great big, and it's a reference book, and it has career lists for each of the indicators for Myers-Briggs. And so I'm sometimes hesitant to recommend that because I don't want you to think that if the job is not in this list for my indicator type, then it's not a job for me. It's just a way to kind of get you kick-started and start thinking about other things that you could be doing besides what you're doing right now. So that is it for our career discussion today. And again, if you want to call in and you have a career question that's specific to you, now is the time to do it. It at 800-930-2819. Again, that's 800-930-2819. And I want to share with you some other ways to get some guidance on moving forward in life if you're feeling stuck. And so this is beyond career. So if there are other areas in your life where you're feeling stuck or unhappy, you can get lots of great information by going to my Facebook page, which is The Laura Longley Show. I have on there all of the guests that we've had over the past year on the show and information from them, as well as light bulb moments that have been on the Tuesday shows. And Twitter, you can find me at Laura Longley, S-H-O, and always at thelauralongleyshow.com. And I just want to share with you, too, all the things that you can find at thelauralongleyshow.com. We have the archive of all of the guests that have been on since the show started. You can listen to podcasts of those. Also have a list of who's coming up, because some of the shows, it's really great if you can listen live, because then there's an opportunity to call in like there is today, which of course you can't do when you've only listened to the podcast. And we've had some really, really great guests on the show that have brought lots of insightful information and lots of tools. That's really what this show is about, is giving you tools and practical ways that you can start to make changes in your life. And you know, the tagline is where authentic change takes flight. And what that means to me, and the reason that that tagline is so powerful to me, is authentic, meaning coming from within yourself, from your true authentic self. So you're not making change just to change. It's really coming from that inner piece of you. And where it takes flight. And this is where once we really get to know who we are as a person, that we can take flight. We just explode out of the starting gate once we know who we are. And I have experienced this personally in my own life. Took me a heck of a long time. I was in my late 40s before I figured it out. But hopefully you guys can do it sooner. And it's also never too late. I like to tell the story that when I did go to grad school to become a psychotherapist, I was 49 by the time I started grad school. There was a woman in my class who was 72, and she had just completed her bachelor's degree. She had raised all these kids. She had all these grandkids, and finally it was time for her. So it is never too late to take that step that is going to move you in the direction of being who you really are. Oh, and I do want to say that you can also get the written transcripts of the show, because lots of times, like a show today where I'm giving you exercises to do, having the written transcript can be really helpful for you to see what the directions are and to just skim through and find the piece with the exercises. And you can get the written transcripts by signing up for the weekly newsletter at thelauralonglyshow.com. And last but not least, I would really love for you to share your ideas of guests with me. You can email me, laura@thelauralonglyshow.com. Since we do two guests a week on average, I'm always looking for new guests that are going to spread the message of how you can get unstuck and move forward in your life. I want to thank you all for joining me today, and for the callers for being brave enough to call in with their questions. And I want to thank you for tuning into The Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. Please join me every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle or TransformationTalkRadio.com, and every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tomorrow at 1 p.m. on The Laura Longley Show, I will be talking with Coach Susanna Axisa. She's the GAP coach, and we're going to be talking about how you can learn to tap into your intuition and trust what it tells you. You can listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com or WBLQ, 1230 a.m. in Rhode Island. Have a great day, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And now on KKNW, the first and fifth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her coaching practice, and amazing tools, visit lauralongley.net.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Where do you desire to go in your life?
Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey? You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.